Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hello and welcome to Love, Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Lee, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge us, inspire us, and connect us. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. Family, I have already faced so much hardship trying to record this episode. Like, I'm literally recording it from my phone. I normally can record it from my computer, but my computer like shut down on me 3 times. And so I was like, okay, I'll do it from my phone. As soon as I started doing it for my phone, my dog started crying because she just got her shots. And so she randomly got up and started crying at the end or the middle of my taping. So I feel like there's warfare in me sharing this because somebody needs to hear this. And so I'm trying to push through. I'm going to get this message out. I'm going to be faithful. The enemy's not going to stop me from putting this message out here. So here it is. Father God, please give me the words to speak. Holy Spirit, speak through me. I am nothing without you. I cannot speak well without you. Please speak through me. Use me, Lord. All right, you guys. Today's episode is called It Was Necessary. And it comes from a song that I heard. Fantasia. I love Fantasia. Let's just start there. I love her. And she did a rendition of somebody else's song where somebody who plays the piano for her, he had a song called It Was Necessary or something of that nature. And she decided on this particular day that she was going to sing it with him. And you guys, if you watch the recording, it's on YouTube. It is so powerful. Every time I listen to it, I cry because what he basically repeats in the song is that every trial, every storm, everything that you've experienced, every closed door, everything, the diagnosis, everything, the breakup, everything was necessary. And I thought about that as I was formulating my message for today, because yesterday, my pastor, shout out to Dr. Darius Daniels of Change Church, he decided to hit me across the face with a word that I felt I'm not the only one who needs to hear this. And it's not even the entire message. He's speaking on arresting anxiousness. And yesterday's message, he started off speaking about the law of exposure. The law of exposure is once you're exposed to something, you can't be unexposed. That's the law. So if you've seen something, you can't unsee it. If you've heard something, you can't unhear it. if you've experienced something, you can't unexperience it. Y'all get the picture. And he proposed in his word that everything that you've experienced was not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. That God divinely orchestrates us to be exposed to things for us not to settle in things we were never meant to settle in. And y'all, that hit me very hard yesterday because for the past couple of weeks, I've been questioning myself, questioning whether or not God is speaking or am I speaking? Is this me? Is this him? I've been really coming at him. I've been really like bowing down at the altar. Like, God, am I doing the right thing? Like, I'm not seeing things happen. I'm not really sure if this is where you have me. And I've been asking and asking and asking. And this message just confirmed that God has me exactly where he wants me. That some of the hardships and some of the trials that I'm experiencing is just part of being in the wilderness, but it doesn't stop me from remembering that there is a promised land, the visions that he's given me, the dreams that he's given me, that it was all intentional, that it was all a part of the plan. And y'all, I have been in different rooms. I've been blessed to be a part of different productions, different experiences, just all different kinds of experiences in my life. And I look back, and I was actually speaking to my trainer about this morning. I was like, listen, like, it makes so much sense because I had just had an epiphany last week that God foreshadows, and I Googled it, and they're like, God foreshadowed Jesus coming in the Bible. There was multiple stories from the bronze serpent on the stick to Abraham and Isaac to Joseph that he foreshadowed the coming of Christ and him eventually being put up on a cross to die for our sins and being raised again on the third day, that was foretold, foreshadowed all throughout the Old Testament. So it's not unusual or it's not out of God's character to foreshadow. And I've looked at my life and I've seen how God has foreshadowed different experiences. There was a time, as I was telling my trainer, that, you know, It's okay. There was a time where I used to drive past this hotel. And at this hotel, I mean, like in Atlanta, it was just the most beautiful place I had seen. It waterfalls in front of it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, I wonder what this is. At first, I didn't know it was a hotel. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. It's amazing. And I was like, one day I'm gonna go there. One day. And one day never happened. This is years driving past this hotel. Later on in my life, I end up having to stay at that hotel for an extended period of time. Like literally lived at that hotel for a period of time. And so what ends up happening with this is that, y'all, I apologize. I had to put the dog down because she's crying in my lap, and I apologize. I had to put her in a comfortable little area. But back to what I was saying, guys, I'm so sorry. I just have to be faithful. So anyway, this hotel, as I expressed before, I used to drive past it. I used to admire it from afar. And I don't know why I would drive past this hotel, you know. And it stuck out to me. And then later on in my life, I end up staying for like an extended period of time, end up having to live at that hotel. And it's like, okay, God just, he foreshadows. There's relationships that were foreshadowed. There were experiences that were foreshadowed. If I think about my life and I think about my experiences, I gave you just a little tidbit when it comes to the hotel. But there was multiple things that have happened that I noticed, like something, I noticed a profile, I got in contact with a person, I heard about a person, like just little things that I've seen in it over and over and over and over again in my life. I've noticed that God foreshadows.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-Day Challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
And so I'm here to tell you, to anybody that's listening to me, the enemy does not want this message to come out, and I'm determined to get it out. That you were exposed to those things for a reason. That God gave you that dream for a reason. That God had you come across that person for a reason. That person sticks out to you for a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason why you have that dream. There's a reason why you're in the place that you are in. There's a reason for it all, that God is sovereign, that you wouldn't be where you are if God didn't want you to be there. And here's the thing, family. We can opt in and out of the will of God by our choices to stay in the wilderness, by our choices to stay in comfortable places. Like I told you before, there's been a lot of back and forth in my mind, whether or not I'm in the right place. Because of opposition, because things aren't moving fast enough, just, or me not even seeing things that I feel like God is telling me. Like, I'm not even seeing those things. Like, it's like, okay, God, you're telling me this, but I don't see how this is going to happen. I don't even see the beginning, like embers of these things occurring. Like, I'm believing for something I cannot see, for real. And I realize that a lot of people, because of that, because you don't see it, because there's no confirmation, because you're literally walking on faith like Noah building an ark and they hadn't seen rain in centuries. You're just building this ark, preparing for rain. And right now I'm building an ark and there's no rain in sight. And I'm like, okay, God, is this what you want me to do? Is this what you want? Are you sure? Because it's not really blowing up like I thought it would. I thought it would be this, and I thought it would be that. I thought this would happen. I thought this would happen. Like, I'm like trying to see God and hear God and understand God and know if I'm doing the right thing. And a lot of times, because we don't know what God is doing, we settle. We settle in the wilderness because to take steps forward requires risk taking. It requires facing your fears. And a lot of us, and I've spoken to a lot of different people, they're not willing to forfeit their comfort zone. They're not willing to forfeit their comfort zone. So therefore, they stay in broken places.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
Stay in places that they're not really happy. They're not really fulfilled because they're comfortable. Doing anything different would be uncomfortable. And so they find reasons and excuses to stay in their comfort zone. And in order to accomplish the purpose, in order to reach the heights that God wants you to reach, you have to take a risk. And I think about every single time that God foreshadowed something, I had to take a risk to get into what he foreshadowed every single time. You know, there was a time I remember back when I was in college, I used to work at a domestic violence shelter. And there was a young lady that was working there, and she was studying to be for her master's in social work. And I'm like, oh, wow, like, that's interesting. She's like, everybody hears it, you know, in this. And I'm like, really? And at the time, I wasn't even thinking about getting my master's, let alone my master's in social work. But at that time, like that happened, I was exposed to later then decide, based upon my own thoughts, to get my master's in social work, to pursue my master's. God foreshadowed. He introduced me to that person for a reason, to introduce the thought of getting my master's, let alone the thought of getting my master's in social work. That was intentional. And so I want to tell you guys that everything that you've experienced, everything that you've seen was for a reason. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. You're not crazy. You're not like, okay, well, I don't really see this actually happening. Like how? Like you're overthinking it, and that's what keeps us stuck in the wilderness. That's why the Israelites were stuck in the wilderness for 40 years, because they were so used to being in an environment where certain things were provided for. And now they're literally walking on faith. God is literally showing up and feeding them. Like, they're 1,000% on Faith Street. They're 1,000% on Faith Street. They have no compass for where God is taking them. They've heard about this promised land, but they don't even know where this promised land is. They ain't never seen it before. And yet they are walking every day in this wilderness to this place that has been promised to them. And God was waiting for a certain heart posture for him to take them to the place he had promised them. And so each one of us that is listening to this right now, as I'm talking into my phone, which I've never done, as my puppy is in the background crying because she just got her shot, I am so committed to this message getting out that I'm not letting any of these things stop me. God wants somebody to know today that wants to give up or doesn't want to move forward or doesn't want to take the first step. God wants you to know that everything you've seen in those dreams is real. That he's made real promises to you. But I know you're scared. And I know it doesn't make sense to anybody else. Y'all, there's people that are super close to me that don't see what God has seen. God has shown me, rather. There are people that have known me my whole life that are like, oh, I love what you're doing. That's cool. But they don't see the vision. I actually, you know, some of you guys that listen to me on my YouTube, there's a young lady on there. I got a shout out, Pam. I'm going to cry and I don't want to cry. Pam reached out to me and she started telling me things that God had shown me. And Pam was like, I know this sounds weird and I know this sounds strange, but I believe in you. I believe in this. I know that God has X, Y, and the Z for you. I know it. It's in my spirit too. I went to a conference and a woman told me there, like, you know, there's a young lady that God's going to send you. And she described her. And it was Pam. That God had given her these visions. That God had given her these promptings to want to help me. Because she was meant to. There's something that we're building. And y'all, I know that I'm saying a lot. And I hope I'm making sense. That Pam just came into my life randomly, came across my page randomly, ended up joining, you know, the group that I have called Power Up. Her and I went to high school together. She don't know me. She's known me, or known of me at least, since I was a teenager. Right? And so now here we are. God foreshadows this young lady that I knew from high school. Somehow comes across my page, decides to get an Instagram, follows me, then decides to, I guess, a prompting to be a part of this group that I have, meets me, and then we are working on this brand together. There's things that she's good at that I'm not. It's like this perfect yin and yang. And who else could have done this? It's only God. Who could have orchestrated something like this? Only God. He gave her a vision. He gave her a prompting. She reached out to me. She's in, and who would have known that I would be in the position that I am now, that I would need somebody with her specific skill set, and then I can just focus on the things that I'm good at, which is the content creation part, or being in front of the camera part, or doing the part with people and engaging. Like, that's my gifting. That's my skill set. And then this other person who doesn't really want to be in front of the camera, that's good at the back, you know, the behind the scenes thing, that can do this, 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 and this, and is open to whatever I decide. Like, it's open and is willing to encourage me and not hinder me or hold me back in any type of way. Like, that's a God thing. That's a God thing. That's what God did. And so now, like, there's times where I'll tell Pam something and Pam will literally be like, she'll come back and forth with me and be like, God said this and this and this, and it resonates with my spirit. And I now know that God has brought this person into my life. It's not my family. That's not somebody that I went to college with or after the fact, after college. Like, this is a person I've recently come across that God has specifically told me, told somebody else that doesn't even know her and, you know, knows me but doesn't know me that well, and told her that she's supposed to be a part of my journey and that there are visions that he has given her about me. And there's a part that she plays, and he's given her the heart to be able to play that role and the skill set to play that role. That is divine, y'all. Divine. Divine promptings. And so I'm telling you guys, as I am on my phone now, that every single thing that God has put on your spirit, every vision, every dream, every room you've walked into, every door that's opened, every profile you've come across, it may not be specifically that, but that may be God exposing you to something different and allowing you to see something that maybe you didn't even think was possible for you, or you didn't even know existed. God may be showing you somebody that you were like, wait, I didn't even think this type of person existed. It may not be, that may not be your person, but God may be showing you, yes, what you want exists. God may be allowing you to see and experience things so that you understand that what you are looking for, what he has put on your heart, it's not unrealistic. Not with him. Because nothing is impossible with him. Nothing. And I know that what I'm saying, I'm excited and I'm maybe all over the place, and I'm literally walking now because I just had to jump up and now I got my phone. I can kind of jump around a little bit, but I want you to walk away from this message understanding this, family. And I hope it gives you hope the way it gave me hope. The law of exposure says that you've been exposed to something you can't be unexposed to. Once you're exposed to it, you can't be unexposed. And I'm here to tell you that God allowed you to be exposed to certain rooms, to certain conversations, to certain people. He's allowed those doors. He's allowed those communications. He's allowed those things to happen for a reason. And that reason, a lot of times, and I feel like in my own life, it's not to allow you to settle. That the walk that God has for you requires faith. Requires faith. That's the tax of the kingdom. It's faith. And so I want you to know to not give up. Do not get weary in well-doing, for in due season, you will reap if you faint not. I want to give you hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, I want you to know that God does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine according to the power that is at work within us. Y'all, if we keep doing our part, showing up the way that God has called us to show up. Because again, God can't do certain things if we are just in our flesh and carnal and not even trying to surrender our spirit to him. Or if we're trying to spiritualize what we want to do, which I've seen that a lot, like, oh, God told me. God didn't tell you that. That was you. You trying to make what you doing spiritual and it ain't got nothing to do with God. God didn't get you in there. God didn't put you in that situation. That was you. So why would God keep you in a situation? He can work all things for your good. He can work anything for your good. Because he's a good God. But that doesn't mean he put it together. That doesn't mean that was his perfect will. He just is a good God and he has grace and he has mercy and he extends that to us. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so I want to land a plane. Again, and guys, I want to encourage you, every single person on here, you had that dream for a reason. Everything you've experienced in your life was necessary. Y'all, I look back on my life and there's so many different things I've experienced. Things that at the moment in time I didn't want to happen. I was mad that it happened. I was angry at God because it happened. But now I look back on it and I'm thankful for those experiences. I'm thankful because of what it created in me and the ability to relate to people that have experienced those things. That people, even without knowing me, I've had people come up to me and say, like, just my voice, just the way that my voice is, they can tell. They can hear my spirit. They can hear it. They don't know me. They don't know me, but I feel who you are. I know who you are. I can feel it. And that doesn't come from not going through nothing. That comes from having gone through some things, have gotten some wounds along the way, some war scars, and got up, back up on my feet and started swinging again. That comes from God delivering me from some things that a lot of times I got myself into. And so I want to encourage you, family. Everything you've experienced is necessary. That where you are is where you're supposed to be. And that God is going to use it all. He's going to use it all. That God foreshadows. And that if we do our part, if we don't give up, we will reap. We will reap. We will get to the promised land. We will get to the vision. We will make the impact that we were created to make. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. It's been an honor and a privilege to share this space with you, where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and your insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with being true to yourself. I love you, family, and I'm going to talk to you soon.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.